Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Korja, August Fortirov. You have tuned in to Capital Irish as Misha Alice Paul. I'm Alice Paul and I'll be with you today for half an hour. And we are pre-recording this program because, of course, nobody's going to be working over Christmas. But first of all, I'd like to start, because this is New Year's Day, wishing you all the very, very happy New Year. Ahalin fuin washagutch. And I hope that it's a healthy and a happy one for all of us, for all our listeners and for our sponsors, Susie and Peter McGuinness, Hutt Valley Irish Society and the Wellington Trust. And I really want to say a huge thanks to all our team here of volunteer presenters, Andy Kerr, Andy Linton, Anthony Gaffney, Jim Friel, Adele Sweeney, Raymond Ferguson, Finbar Murray, Marion Grealish, of course, who's the most important one because she's doing all the technical work for me today. And Marion also presents the programme. And Douglas O'Sullivan was with us until recently, and he's just taken a little break because he was a bit overwhelmed with all the work he had in his work. So he's going to come back when he gets that all sorted out. So we look forward to him coming back. And if you missed the programme or you want somebody else to hear it, you can go into www.accessradio.org, Capital Irish, and we have a podcast there. So each programme is on the podcast for the next 6 months or so, hopefully. And this month, I just thought it would be really nice to start off the year by telling you a little bit. First of all, I think I've told you numerous times I come from County Monaghan, a little place outside of Carrickmacross called Curduff. And I share my county with a very famous man, Patrick Kavanagh. And Patrick Kavanagh is one of my favourite poets. And we have the opportunity of having a bit of a chat about Patrick today. Now, he was born in 1905 and he lived until 1967. He was a very controversial sort of a character around Monaghan. People were a bit suspicious of him at times, but he became and is one of Ireland's most loved and best poets. Of course, after Seamus Heaney and all these other poets that we have, it's lovely for us in Monaghan to have Patrick Kavanagh. I'll give you a little bit about his background. He was one of 10 children, and he was the eldest son of a cobbler and a small farmer. Born in Inniskeen, which in a townland of Mucker outside of Inniskeen, County Monaghan. And all the children in his family had nicknames, and his was Gam, or Long Nose. Now, he was very bored at school, and he was made to repeat fifth class. I suppose he would have been about 11 then, 10 or 11, and he never reached sixth class. In a school essay, he wrote, "The lover of nature can see beauty in everything. He can see the finger of God even in a nettle." And then that was, you know, his poetic style right from when he was 10. He left school at 13 and he became a clumsy shoemaker and an unsuccessful part-time farmer. But he loved sport, and the very first book he bought himself when he was 12 was a boxing manual. And he loved poetry, especially Palgrave's Golden Treasury, and he learned every poem by heart, and he would say the poems while he was walking around the fields and the roads. But then his father died in 1929, and then, he was the man of the house. And he farmed, played football, and spent the evenings reading, which was unusual in those days because, you know, he never had time for reading. And he began what he called poeming, as he called it, writing poems when he was 12. And by his 20s, a lot of his poems were published in local newspapers. And if he had an idea for a poem that came to him while he was working, he'd scribble it on the inside of a packet of cigarettes. And his poem Ploughman, which was included in the London best poems in 1930. That was how it was written, on the back of a cigarette package. He visited Dublin for the first time in 1931, and having walked the 60-mile road, he walked all the way from Enniskine to Dublin. It took him 3 days. And he met the editor, George Russell, who described him in a letter to Yeats as a young shoemaker from Monaghan who's a genius with no education. So isn't that fascinating? So he walked all the way, and it was a good meeting how he came to meet. So one of the really famous songs, Raglan Road, he wrote that poem. So I thought we'd just start off with Raglan Road. And I think Ronnie Drew is going to sing it.
Raglan Road, on Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger, yet I walked along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of the deep ravine, where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign. At known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word and tint, I did not stint, for I gave her poems to say. With her own name there, and her own dark hair, like clouds over fields of May. Away from me, so hurriedly. My reason must allow, and I had wooed not as I should, a creature made of clay, when the angel woos the clay, he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day. When the angel woos the clay, he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Lovely. Raglan Road, written by Patrick Kavanagh, the great Monaghan poet, sung by Ronnie Drew. So thank you, Marion, for organising that. And I was talking about Patrick Kavanagh. By the way, you're tuned into Capital Irish on 106.1 FM, and we're coming to you from Wellington every Sunday morning, midday. And our audience is far and wide, but you can pick us up on podcast, www.accessradio.org.nz with Capital Irish. And we have a great variety of presenters, so everybody has a different take on how they do the programme. Lots of music or stories or interviews. And, yeah, well worth passing the word on to your friends. And I decided to talk about Patrick Kavanagh because he's from my home county. And he's now generally recognised in Ireland and indeed steadily growing international audience as the poet of the century. And he's a genius, and or he was a genius. And so we have to remember as well that he left school at 13. So it's remarkable that he reached such heights in his writing. He wrote a beautiful poem about County Monaghan, which resonates with me because I grew up on a farm there and I really identify with his sentiments, and I thought I'd really like to read this for you. It's called Stony Grey Soil by Patrick Kavanagh. Oh, stony grey soil of Monaghan, the laugh from my love you thieved. You took the gay child of my passion and gave me your clod conceived. You clogged the feet of my boyhood, and I believed that my stumble had the poise and stride of Apollo in his voice, my thick-tongued numble. You told me the plough was immortal, O green life-conquering plough. Your mandrel strained, your coulter blunted in the smooth lee field of my brow. You sang on steaming dunghills a song of coward's brood. You perfumed my clothes with weasel itch, you fed me on swinish food. You flung a ditch in my vision of beauty, love and truth. Oh, stony grey soil of Monaghan, you burgled my bank of youth. Lost the long hours of pleasure, all the women that love young men. Oh, can I still stroke the monster's back or write with unpoisoned pen his name in these lonely verses, or mention the dark fields where first gay flight of my lyric got caught in a peasant's prayer. Mulnisha, Drumarill, Black Shanko, wherever I turn I see, in the stony grey soil of Monaghan, dead loves that were born for me. Yeah, so that's one of his famous poems in Monaghan. He's a lot of people will recite that at occasions, you know, there. So that's lovely. But if anybody's interested in Patrick Kavanagh, there is a website, Patrick Kavanagh Centre. It's called patrickkavanaghcentre.com. And in September next year, there's going to be a huge weekend. It's an annual thing, actually, but because of COVID, it's been cancelled for a couple of years. And they have a celebration of his life and his works. So it's 3 days, and it's packed with lectures and workshops, talks, poetry readings, art exhibitions, and loads of music and ceilidhs and crack. And, you know, I'm hoping to go to it next year. We're going to be in Ireland and in Sweden to see our son, and in Ireland to see our family. And I'm sort of trying to maneuver the dates a little bit so that I'm going to be there in September and maybe go to this. I'd dearly love to. Another of his beautiful poems is called A Christmas Childhood. And even though Christmas has passed now, but I love this poem as well. And I have a book of poetry, which is called The Voices and the Poetry of Ireland. And it's a collection of Ireland's best loved poetry and recordings. And the poems are all recited by different people. And Vincent Brown, who's a journalist in Ireland, reads this particular one, A Christmas Childhood, and it depicts the wonders of childhood and the perils of growing up and forgetting about them. But he makes the ordinary into the very extraordinary, and that's what I love about Kavanagh describing these fields. He even mentions our family surname in it, Callan. So if Marion would pop that on, that would be great, A Christmas Childhood.
One side of the potato pits was white with frost. How wonderful that was, how wonderful. And when we put our ears to the paling post, the music that came out was magical. The light between the ricks of hay and straw was a hole in heaven's gable. An apple tree with its December glinting fruit we saw. Oh, you, Eve, were the world that tempted me to eat the knowledge that grew in clay and death the germ within it. Now and then I can remember something of the gay garden that was childhood's. Again, the tracks of cattle to a drinking place, a green stone lying sideways in a ditch, or any common sight, the transfigured face of a beauty that the world did not touch. My father played the melodeon outside at our gate. There were stars in the morning east and they danced to his music. Across the wild bogs his melodeon called to Lennons and Callans. As I pulled on my trousers in a hurry, I knew some strange thing had happened. Outside in the cowhouse, my mother made the music of milking. The light of her stable lamp was a star, and the frost of Bethlehem made it twinkle. A water hen screeched in the bog. Mass-going feet crunched the wafer ice on the potholes. Somebody wistfully twisted the bellows wheel. My child poet picked out the letters on the grey stone, in silver the wonder of a Christmas townland, the winking glitter of a frosty dawn. Cassiopeia was over Cassidy's hanging hill. I looked and three wind bushes rode across the horizon, the three wise kings. An old man passing said, "Can't he make it talk?" The melodeon. I hid in the doorway and tightened the belt of my box-pleated coat. I nicked six nicks on the doorpost with my penknife's big blade. There was a little one for cutting tobacco, and I was six Christmases of age. My father played the melodeon, my mother milked the cows, and I had a prayer like a white rose pinned on the Virgin Mary's blouse.
I hope you enjoyed that beautiful poem by Patrick Kavanagh, Christmas Childhood. I certainly love it, and well worth looking him up on the website. I'm Alice Paul, and I'm coming to you from Capital Irish on Access Radio 106.1 FM. And very happy New Year if you've just joined in, and we look forward to bringing you programmes every Sunday for the next 52 weeks, hopefully. This is a pre-recorded one, and because we're all on holiday, of course, over Christmas, and I think I better stop talking for a while. It's a good idea if we have a new group, an Irish group, four sisters. They're called the Screaming Orphans, and they are brilliant. They've done their own version of lots of Irish songs, but I particularly love the O Roisin the Bheatha Bhaile, and Marion will get that one going for us now.
Is the jilt the leshna gaia? Oh, she the vahawa.
Thank you very much. They're Screaming Orphans. So that was a short song, nice rendition of that Oro Shilavahawalya. And another interview I'd like to tell you about, if you haven't already listened to it, was on the 3rd of December with our new Irish ambassador, or our ambassador from New Zealand to Ireland, Trevor Mallard. And he kindly came into the studio and we had a great chat. So if you have a minute or a few minutes and you think, oh, I would like to know a little bit about Trevor, pop into the 3rd of December in our podcast and you'll be able to hear that. So yes, with Patrick Kavanagh, of course, now I've sold him as the best poet in the world, best poet in Ireland, in Monaghan. And maybe we could start up a Patrick Kavanagh Society here, because I've got one in nearly every state in America, as far as I know, and in England as well. We just haven't got one here. I'm not sure about Australia. But we do have some Irish-speaking classes here in Wellington. And again, Dermot Coffey, who comes from originally from Cork, but he lives in Christchurch, he is our Conra na Gaeilge person. So if you were interested in Irish classes as well, they are also on the website, Conra na Gaeilge. Don't ask me to spell that out, but if you're interested in doing Irish, I'm sure you'll find a way. And we will, it's fabulous. I've just completed my third one. We've one class left to go. And it's been fun. He's amazing. He's a great teacher, great fellow to promote Irish. So I thought on that we could maybe have another Irish song by the Chieftains before we finish. But let me wish you all a very happy new year again and keep listening. And if you have anything that you'd like us to discuss, or even if you'd like to be interviewed, make contact with us, because we'd love to interview you if you have an interesting story to tell. It's always lovely to speak to Irish people or people who've been to Ireland and had positive experiences there. We don't want to hear any bad things, of course. And it's a real pleasure always to be able to chat to our lovely audience. Slán agus beannacht. We'll go out with the Chieftains, Mac Mar.
Shemalek ma'ilama, shemahezahilma, sona shene vorasfer, akuigagen ma'ilma. Shemalek ma'ilama, tears will flow. We saw him go, I will.
fiery blade engaged to lead, he'd break the bravest in the field. Spirit and with mind afraid, so I wish him strength and length of days.
Shema Yerama, Shema Yerama, Sola Shem Horasen,
Akuig again, my
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.